This is The Naked Scientists with Chris Smith and with me, Ben Velsler.
And let's go back to the kitchen now to see what Ben and Dave were able to do in terms of controlling those cubs and whether they managed to finish off this week's experiment, which was making a ring, bit of wire, put some string down the middle, two strings, so you have two bits of the wire on either side of the string and a central portion, and you pop the bubble in the middle. What happens? Let's find out.
Welcome back to Kitchen Science. We're still with 14th Cambridge Cub Scouts, and we're still with Alex and Max. And we have made, out of a wire coat hanger, a bubble loop. Now, what we're doing with this is we've wrapped it with wool and put two loose strands of wool across the middle and dipped it into some bubble mixture. And now that we've lifted it out, we can see that the bubble is sort of formed in several different sections. What we wanted you to try at home was to see if you could burst the thin bit of bubble in between the two dangling bits of wool. Now, Alex, you've currently got your bubble film there. You're trying to burst it. Are you having any luck?
Yeah, sort of.
I think your fingers might be too wet and it just won't burst for you.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, Dave has dry fingers, so Dave, would you mind doing the honours? Alex, let us know what happens.
And, the two pieces of wool have just separated, and now the two outer bits of bubble have just got smaller, and now they've just burst.
Well, eventually all the bubbles burst there, Dave. But as soon as you popped the middle bit, it made almost an I shape. The two loose bits of wool got pulled towards the edge by the remaining bubble. What was happening there?
Water has a property called surface tension. This is because the water molecules like being next to other water molecules, but not next to the air. So the water tries to get as small as possible. Now, when you add soap to it, that makes surface tension much weaker, but there's still some surface tension there. So the soap film tries to become as small as possible. It will pull on things to try and make itself smaller. This is why bubbles are spheres, because for a certain amount of air trapped inside a bubble, the smallest the surface can be is a sphere or a bubble shape.
So when we've got our bubble film here, it's actually pulling on the bits of wool in all different directions, and so it still seems to be loose.
Yeah, because there's bubble film on both sides of the bits of wool, they're being pulled in both directions, so there's no overall force on the bits of wool.
And that's why they still hang down.
Yeah, that's right. But if you pop the film in the middle, they're only getting pulled on the outside, so the two pieces of wool are pulled to the outside as far as they'll go.
So it's the surface tension that pulls the two loose bits of wool tight out towards the edges, and it makes that distinctive oval eye shape.
Yeah, that's right.
Excellent. Well, what did you think of that kitchen science experiment, Alex?
It was very strange, but it was rather amazing. I mean, we were really not expecting that to happen.
And what did you think, Max?
I thought when it was going to pop, the whole thing was going to pop.
So were you surprised to see it make that eye shape in the middle?
Yeah.
Do you think you'll show people at home now?
Yeah.
An excuse to play with bubbles, eh, Max?
Yeah. And I will show them how to make a bubble with your fingers.
Excellent. Well, clearly we have a budding naked scientist here. But that's all for Kitchen Science this week, and we'll be back with more very soon.
Thank you very much to Ben and Dave. What a fantastic kitchen science. So in other words, it's the surface tension that pulls the loose strands of wool out towards the edges, and that makes that distinctive elliptical hole in the middle. Now, Kitchen Science will be back next week. It's not going to be from a scout hut or even from a kitchen, but it's actually going to be from a car park. we don't recommend that you experiment on motorways, however. We will show you something that's very interesting about helium balloons when you're transporting them, though. And if you want to find out more about Kitchen Science, there's up acres and acres of experiments, all with explanations and pictures on our website at nakedscientist.com/kitchenscience.
And I can guarantee you they are all a great deal of fun to do.